This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. There's been a lot of heat lately surrounding a new set of education standards called the Common Core. 45 states, including Georgia, have adopted the standards, but they have been the center of intense debate. Here in Atlanta this week, there were two separate rallies at the state capitol, one by opponents, one by supporters. And while there's a lot of legitimate debate about the standards, there's also a lot of factual misinformation floating around. WABE's Martha Dalton, who's been covering this issue, is with us right now to at least bust a few myths about what Common Core is. Martha, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
We are not, I'm going to say this up front, we're not taking a position here on the merits or lack of merits of Common Core. We're just trying to set out what the facts are about it so that then people can make up their minds, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're not taking a position on the standards themselves at all.
So what is Common Core? Is it possible to put it into a sentence or two?
It's tough to put in a nutshell, but essentially, this is a common set of education standards that are meant to give some comparability across state lines. So in other words, you want to look at the achievement of a Georgia fourth grader. How do you compare them to the achievement of a fourth grader in, say, Massachusetts? So that's kind of the driving idea behind the Common Core.
And it was in response to some of the problems that we had under No Child Left Behind, which was the previous attempt to do this, right?
Exactly. And under No Child Left Behind, there was an accountability measure, but every state did things differently. So there were 50 different systems. So a lot of the governors and school chiefs got together and started talking about, you know, sort of solutions to that. And out of that was born the Common Core.
So the idea here is, okay, we're going to have a sort of nationwide set of criteria for measuring achievement, right? At least in some basic things.
Right, exactly, yes. And the standards themselves are actually very broad.
Some of the myths here. One of them apparently involves how the data are shared, because a lot of people worry about, okay, does my kid's stuff get all over the place?
Sure, exactly. And opponents are concerned that student data will be shared across state lines and with the federal government. Identifiable data, such as their parents' political party affiliations, mm-hmm. Religious information. Federal law prohibits that from happening. It prohibits developing a federal database of information like that that would identify a student in that way. It is up to states what they want to do with testing data. So they can look at test data and compare that if they want, but not personally identifiable information for a student.
So a child's answers might get shared, but that child's personal information would not. Is that what you're
exactly,
saying?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
We hear a lot about this being a federal takeover of state education systems. To what extent is the federal government involved here?
The standards are not mandated by the federal government. This was a state-led and developed initiative. States can opt into the standards. Some states didn't, including, for example, Texas never opted into the Common Core. Now, what the federal government has done, they do support the standards. The Education Department supports them. They've also tied some federal grant money to the standards. So any state that wanted to apply for federal Race to the Top funds had to first adopt the Common Core. Now, they've received some criticism for that, but they are not mandating the standards in any other capacity.
You alluded to this. I think one of the concerns that opponents have expressed is the Race to the Top money is sort of a carrot to get states into it so that it's voluntary but not really voluntary if you want to keep up in terms of funding.
Correct. And Georgia did get $400 million through Race to the Top. They did receive a grant, a Race to the Top grant. So some critics do not like that aspect of it. And even some supporters of the Common Core have criticized that part of it, that part of the federal government's role in it. But they are not telling states that they have to adopt the standards.
So in terms of a statutory assumption of control by the feds, that's not happening.
Right.
Often when we get into the pros and cons of this, people argue over whether this is a loss of local control. So to what extent do the state education departments have a say in what the local school districts do to get into Common Core?
Well, the state has been heavily involved in how Georgia schools have adopted the Common Core. In fact, the state standards are called the Common Core Georgia Performance Standards. So they've sort of taken ownership of the standards and have been able to adapt them a little bit in terms of what they need in Georgia. In addition, I think this is where some confusion comes in between standards and curriculum. The standards are very broad, but individual schools, teachers, districts are all able to choose their own curriculum. The Common Core is not a curriculum. It's a set of standards.
So to take a concrete example, the state will say, okay, the Common Core standard for a kid reading fourth grade, for instance, the child has to be able to read at this level, we would expect, in order to meet the goal set by Common Core. But how you get there is left to the locals. Is that correct?
That's correct. And I actually have some second grade math standards here. So these are Common Core Georgia Performance Standards. This first one says count within 1,000, skip count by fives, tens, and 100s. So that's the standard, a very broad standard. For a second grader in math in Georgia. Now, however, teachers, schools, districts want to teach that. The methodology is up to them. The lesson plans are still left up to them. However they want to get the child there is up to them.
Here's another one that the teachers were not involved at all in the development, that it was a bunch of sort of education bureaucrats who put the standards together without any ground level experience.
Right. And the groups that led the initiative say that that's absolutely not true, that they included teachers, superintendents, principals, professors, business leaders. They were all included in the standards development. The Georgia Board of Education adopted the standards in 2010. They opened them up when they did to the sort of public comment period of 60 days. So there was time for the community to also give input, give feedback about the standards there as well.
Another argument that's often heard is that teachers don't support Common Core, and teachers being a group of individuals, there are probably folks on both sides here.
Of course, there is a vocal minority that does not support the standards. But in poll after poll, the majority of teachers do support the Common Core. And here in Georgia, this is according to Georgia Department of Education data, 74.9% of middle and high school teachers support the standards overall, and 78.4% of K through 5 teachers support them overall. So the majority of teachers do support the Common Core education standards.
Now, there is a lot of talk in Georgia about opting out now that the state has opted in. That's more of a political prognostication, but is there a sense among educators that that's what the state will do?
Not to my reporting, I haven't found educators who believe that that will happen. There are two bills that have been introduced, one aimed at repealing the Common Core and putting the former standards in place. The other is aimed at creating an advisory committee that would review the standards. So there are two sort of different pieces of legislation that are on the table. State Superintendent John Barge has mentioned several times, the governor has mentioned, that the Common Core education standards, or as they are in Georgia, the Common Core Georgia Performance Standards, have 90% alignment with the former standards that Georgia had, the Georgia Performance Standards. So there are some questions from supporters on why opponents want to repeal if the standards are so similar.
Are there areas where both critics and supporters of Common Core can at least say, all right, we have some common assumptions here about what the facts are before we get into the debate?
Right. Well, actually, strangely enough, there are areas where both sides agree. One is that the Governor Deal has asked the State Board of Education to conduct a review of the standards, which they've begun. And both sides agree that this is a good thing. You know, critics agree that, you know, they really need serious, intense review. And supporters agree that this could be a good thing for Georgia. You know, you could come out with a set of standards that really meet the state's needs. So that's one area where they both agree. Both sides also agree that there could be more teacher training. You put a new initiative in place and you sort of realize, maybe what you're missing. And even supporters of the standards have said, you know, we could have used more teacher training on the front end. That's something that needs to be looked at. Another area where the two sides agree is they both agree that perhaps some of the standards are not in the appropriate grade levels. So both supporters and opponents agree that that's something that could be looked at.
If Georgia were to opt out, is there a concern among the supporters that the state would lose funding or would somehow not stack up as well against other states that stay in?
There is definitely that concern, not only among educators, but among members of the business community who are very concerned about that. The business community, the Chamber of Commerce, have strongly gotten behind the standards. There's a lot of concern that Georgia students would lose ground and that they wouldn't be able to compete on the same level as students in other states. And they wouldn't be able to compete for the same kinds of jobs. What Senator Ligon's bill does, this is Senator William Ligon of Brunswick, who's co-sponsored these pieces of legislation. And what his bill would do is when the state were to withdraw from the Common Core, it would put the Georgia performance standards, which were the previous standards, in place. Until they sort of figured out what direction they were moving in. So the legislation doesn't leave the state without anything, but that is a big concern among people in the business community especially.
Has there been anything, though, from the feds to validate that concern? In other words, have we heard from federal education officials, okay, if you drop out, you're going to lose money. You're not going to be eligible for things.
Not that I have heard on that. I haven't heard that side of a concern. I have heard from people in the business community that they are concerned they'll lose what they've already invested. So that's been a big concern. But in terms of going forward, I haven't heard anything like that.
WABE's Martha Dalton. Martha, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And you can find out a lot more about Common Core by looking up the FAQ on Common Core, Frequently Asked Questions. It is on our website, WABE.org, along with a lot of other stories that Martha has done about this. Thanks again.
Absolutely.